90s each day, still dry each day, and we're likely to tie or break record highs every day through Friday. Over the weekend, the record highs are gone. We're back down to about 92 to 94 for highs, with isolated to widely scattered storms. Then early next week, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front moving through, which will lower the temperatures quite a bit by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The newly formed Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force has made its first arrest. District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced the arrest of 37-year-old Christopher Johnson for the shooting death of 23-year-old Artrivis Perry back in 2012. Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, is now without a principal. School board chair Charlotte Meadows couldn't comment on Dr. Nicole Ivy Price's departure because it is a personnel issue. Meadows says they are now working to find a replacement. And a second fraternity has been suspended after reports of hazing at Troy University. School officials are now investigating Delta Kappa Epsilon after a report was made with the national organization's hazing hotline. As of now, the university doesn't know how many students were involved. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Doug.
Yuto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
CBS Tonight has all new action. First on a new NCIS, Ziva's returned.
You lied to me.
I'm sorry.
Now find out why.
This cannot be what it looks like.
A new NCIS. Then on a new FBI, a kidnapping reveals a social media star's darkest secrets.
This stops right now.
A new FBI followed by a new NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tonight.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The House impeachment inquiry is now focusing on President Trump's personal point man, Rudy Giuliani. His lawyer and chief defender hit with multiple subpoenas demanding records of his contacts with Ukrainian officials.
Elon Musk says SpaceX could fly humans into orbit sooner than he thought.
We could be sending people to orbit before the end of next year.
The Fair Pay to Play Act will allow college athletes in 2023 to earn compensation for the use of their name, image, and likeness. Out of high school, star players could sign with agents and cash in on endorsements.
The arrest of a California man charged with working as a foreign agent for China's intelligence service.
Another iconic retail brand has filed for bankruptcy, Forever 21. The chain plans to close up to 178 of its stores.
Oprah announced that she was donating more than $1 million to help students go to college.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
95 degrees outside. The summer is down 269 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
You know what we have got to do? The name game.
Oh, let's do that now.
Let's do that.
Tony Flowers. Tony Flowers. I should say it again. Tony Flowers.
One more time.
Tony Flowers, call 396-5477. Again, that number, 396-5477. Give it a call, Tony Flowers, and you'll be qualified to win, if you call within the hour, a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy. You'll get this once a month for a year. This courtesy of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Outstanding. Tony, give him a call.
396-5477.
Wow, do I see that? Do my eyes deceive me?
No.
Is Jennifer Gallagher from Dreamfield Farms on the line?
Indeed she is.
Hey, Jennifer.
I missed you guys so much.
Oh, I can tell. I can tell you missed
it. It's been a long day.
I know.
Without you.
How's the goats doing?
Pardon me?
How are the goats today?
You know, they're mischievous as ever. It's our first day with Field Trippers. I actually am not at Dreamfield right now, or I would not have time to call you. But today opened for school field trip. So that means the goats get really sassy because the kids come and give them treats.
Now,
so,
you told me that you left out something in your when you were here with us yesterday.
I did. And this is so important. I appreciate you letting me get back on. So my bosses also run a nonprofit called Sharing the Dream. They run summer camps in the July usually for some underprivileged kids, and they have a huge heart for charitable organizations, nonprofits, and that sort of thing. So this year we've started incorporating fundraising platforms for small groups around Montgomery, Prattville, our area that may not have great fundraising platforms on a regular basis. So for instance, in July or in August, we had folks come out during our Big Donkey Festival, and during the month of October, we would like to invite nonprofits that would want to volunteer to drive our beverage cart. It's a golf cart, and we just have some ice-cold drinks, and you drive around the farm because the concessions are in the center of the farm, and if you're often in one of the far-flung areas and you're thirsty, we want to make that available, and we usually just do it of our own. This year, we'd like to try the concept of a beverage cart run by nonprofits where they would each get a portion of the sales. And then also, it's just a fun way to get some groups down, and they would get to enjoy the farm when they're not actually on their shift. So Saturdays, it'd be 10:30 to 5:30, and Sundays, 1 to 6. They can bring out, you know, 4 people on a Sunday, 6 people on a Saturday, do rotations, have fun, drive around the farm, sell drinks, make money for their charity.
So you do, so somewhere between 4 people or 6 people is what you need.
Yeah, you know, Saturdays are 7 hours, so we figure probably 6 people. You know, you don't want to have people doing that work for too many hours. They want to get off the cart and have fun. We're not going to be real militant about exactly how we do it. If a group has a compelling reason why we should deviate, we sure will. But in general, if a group is interested either in the fundraiser opportunity in October or just partnering with Dreamfield Farms in general for future opportunities, they can call me or they can email me. And that is, the email is jennifer@dreamfieldfarms.net, N-E-T. And the phone number, I'll say it slowly, 334-534-6976, and I'm extension 3.
Excellent. And so they need to call you and make arrangements to say, we want our group to be there on such and such Saturday or Sunday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jennifer, thank you so much. I think this is a great opportunity for maybe some small church youth groups and things like that.
Yes, yes. And folks can even, if they have a charity that they really like to support and it's not a local one, they just need to coordinate that with me. If they want to come out as a group and maybe raise money for a national charity or you know, an organization that's overseas, maybe like Puerto Rico or someplace that's dealing with hurricanes and things like that, I mean, we are open to ideas. The main theme here is let's let Dreamfield Farms be a place where charity prospers in multiple forms.
Well, I'm big in philanthropic world, so I really like what you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, give Jennifer a telephone call. Give them the number again, Jennifer.
334-534-6976, extension 3.
And as for Jennifer, you go to Jennifer, leave a message, and get involved and do something good for our charity. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Indeed. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Have a great one. So, Joey, how are we doing today?
I'm doing very well.
That's good. That's good. So, Jack had to cut out early?
Just like 10 minutes early. I have to say, when that New York Times, this is what's hit me yesterday, that New York Times breaking news piece on the president. We have another phone call from the Australian prime minister and the president. He was pressuring him. That's when it hit me that this is all they're worried about William Barr.
Yep.
It's all this is. And I kind of put out a sigh of relief and laughed, saying, oh, they don't have anything.
They don't. They don't have anything. And what they're trying to do, like I said yesterday, there is a rush for the door. Who can get there first? They're trying to discredit Bill Barr. They're trying to get ahead of the story, which as soon as this happened, I said that.
Yep.
They're worried that Bill Barr's headed to Italy today, yesterday. And so they're worried what he's going to find out.
And that's where I believe it's reported that Mifsud is the funky name, whatever. He's hiding.
Yeah, and you remember I said when the Australian Prime Minister was here, I said, now, what are the three countries here? We have Boris, and so UK was one of them. I'm sure he talked to Boris about it.
Right.
I said he's probably going to talk to Australia about it, and it turns out he did. He set it up.
Well, it sounds like you were in on this big cover-up.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely, and I'm a racist, too. You know how that goes. But that's exactly right. I mean, they are so worried that they're trying to discredit these people, and they're trying to get ahead of the story. Listen to Lindsey Graham talking about the investigation last night.
Chairman Lindsey Graham, your reaction to all of this. Why would a Vice President of the United States of America hold out $1 billion and say, you got 6 hours, fire that prosecutor, a Ukrainian prosecutor, or else you're not getting the billion? Why would he ever do that?
I can imagine if Mike Pence did that, you might be hearing more about it. But the whistleblower investigation has been sent to the intelligence community. We'll look at all things Biden. I hope somebody outside of politics will do to the Biden team what they did to Trump. Look at it really hard and see if a crime was committed. But here's what bothers me tonight. This New York Times article about Barr talking to Australia, the beginning of an effort to shut down Barr's investigation to find out how this whole thing started. And let me tell you why. I want to say on national television, Barr should be talking to Australia. He should be talking to Italy. He should be talking to the UK to find out if their intelligence services work with our intelligence services improperly to open up a counterintelligence investigation of Trump's campaign. If he's not doing that, he's not doing his job. So I'm going to write a letter to all three countries and asking them to cooperate with Barr. Now, this is a letter sent by my Democratic colleagues in May of 2018 to the Ukraine saying that if you don't cooperate with the Mueller investigation, we're going to stop our aid. So here's what I want American people to know. It's okay to cooperate with Mueller to get Trump, but it's not okay to cooperate with Barr to find out if Trump was a victim of an out-of-control intelligence operation. We're not going to have a country like that.
Exactly right. I mean, what's amazing to me is they want to know so much about Russia, and then the Ukraine and the Paul Manafort story, and we played the guy who actually released that information, and it was not accurate. They're all for that. But they're not for when somebody goes in and says, you know, maybe the server's there in UK. Wouldn't that be in Ukraine? Wouldn't that be incredible?
It would be.
And I tell you one thing. This Biden stuff is about to blow up.
And you do have to ask yourself, where's Joe Biden been? Why is Joe Biden, like, he's not done, he might do a campaign event, but he's not doing any interviews.
Nothing.
I think he's got a glass jaw on this because he knows he's not been telling the truth.
Well, we're going to get to Tucker Carlson. All of a sudden, there's a photograph of Hunter and Joe Biden with the one of the board members of the...
Archer, I think, or something like that. Devin Archer or something like that.
This is absolutely incredible. So, no, he never talked about business. And you don't talk about business when you're on the golf course. You never do that.
No.
Particularly when you bring one of your business associates with you.
I usually just talk about how much I suck at golf.
Let's go to a break. Come back. We have a lot more, guys. Be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Quiet, smooth ride, spacious cabin, impressive technology, and plenty of storage. That's the new 2019 Ram truck at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I'm Dick Brubaker, and this month only during Ram Power Days, you can save over $10,000 on select new 2019 Ram trucks and make no payment for 90 days. Over $10,000 in savings and no payments for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Equipped with the nicest interior of any American vehicle today, the new 2019 Ram 1500 works great as a luxury vehicle or as a work truck. It has more towing capacity, more rear seat space, and luxury comfort. Ram Power Days brings savings over $10,000 and no payment for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Grow Financial with approved credit. Stock number R9154. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires September 30th, 2019.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are on a Tuesday. Got a lot going on here, boys and girls. The police officer in Dallas found guilty of murder.
Oh, this is the wrong apartment story?
Yeah, wrong apartment lady.
From sitting where I'm sitting, where we're sitting, I think that's probably the right decision.
Well, I wish the news report would have been more, would have really clarified it. Was it murder as in murder, or homicide, or neglect, negligence, or what? They did not do a good job of explaining that.
Murder one's like premeditated. Right. Yeah, so I'd imagine it's not murder one, but.
And well, we will see the story here. Let's start with Lindsey Graham, and then we'll kind of get into what the news media is doing with this. And, oh boy, morning, Joe. They went crazy this morning.
Senator, do you believe, as I believe, eventually the evidence will show and what will probably emerge into a Durham or Durham Bar report at some point, that high-ranking intelligence officials, not the rank-and-file people that keep us safe every day, in part, there are two issues here. They're turning the powerful tools of intelligence against the American people. But do you believe those three specific countries, Australia, Italy, Great Britain, that there was a specific outsourcing of illegal spying? In other words, they subcontracted spying that in order to circumvent American laws, they said, will you spy on this person for me? Do you believe that likely happened?
I don't know, but I know we're going to find out about that in 2 weeks, and I think Barr should be looking at that. But
two
I
weeks.
Want to make this point really clear. This New York Times article is an effort to stop Barr from looking at how this whole thing began in 2016 regarding the Trump campaign. What are they afraid of? This really bothers me a lot, that the left is going to try to say there's something wrong with Barr talking to Australia, Italy, and the United Kingdom. If you're worried about foreign people being involved in our elections, then you ought to be worried about Christopher Steele being hired by the Democratic Party. And here's my question. Is this whistleblower, whoever he or she may be, do they have any connection to the intelligence community, the old intelligence community that was corrupt as hell? There's CIA agents out there risking their lives, or American patriots. But Brennan and Clapper, I am hoping and praying that somebody will look at the way the counterintelligence investigation against the Trump campaign began. Was it based on evidence that Papadopoulos was working with the Russians, or was it based on stuff coming from countries friendly to us?
Which we basically, about a year and a half ago said that? Based on the Jess Napolitano deal?
It looks like, you know,
MI5, MI6?
The Trump world is mad at Napolitano for the time being, but Napolitano seems was very right on this.
He was right on that, but you could use Napolitano as kind of the canary and listen to him and then kind of go say, yeah, that makes sense. Now he just doesn't make sense to me. But folks, the reason they're all upset, and you know they're big when Ukraine's saying something bad about Trump, they're big on that. But if somebody's going to say something bad about Joe Biden, that's not fair at all. It's this thing has got fingerprints all over it. There's panic that's setting in. They're trying to rush this thing as fast as they can. And Mitch McConnell said, you know, if they send us an impeachment resolution, we've got to take it up. But then, under his breath, he said, we can determine how much time we're going to spend on it. So they take it up, and they can take it up, vote on it, and gavel it out. Not hear one stick of evidence on it. Let's get back to Lindsey Graham and talk about Barr.
President, when he was speaking with President Zelensky, which never should be leaked because no foreign leader is ever going to want to talk on a phone with our president, and we need that to happen for the safety and security. But, you know, when the president says, oh, I need a favor, you know, we've had these election problems and you guys seem to be in the center of it all. And we even have Politico outlining here that they were admitting that they helped Hillary Clinton and they were trying to make amends for the work that they did to sabotage our elections. I thought everybody in the media cared about that but it's only if it's Donald Trump, that's right. It doesn't matter if it's Hillary's dossier, and it doesn't matter. Ukraine is telling us they did it. They influenced our election, that there were Democratic operatives that went to them and colluded with them for the purpose of getting damaging information. Isn't that pretty clear in that political article to you, sir?
Well, it's very clear. A couple of things are clear. That Democrats wanted the Ukraine to work with Mueller, and if they didn't, they would cut off their aid. It's clear to me that liberals are starting an attack against Barr to shut him down from going to Italy, Australia, and the UK to find out if there was something wrong regarding opening up the investigation of the Trump campaign to begin with. If that's not a double standard, I don't know what would be. So to Attorney General Barr, you're doing the country a great service by trying to find out what happened in 2016 regarding a counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign. These countries should be cooperating with Barr. There's nothing wrong for Barr looking into this. As a matter of fact, it would be wrong if he didn't. So I'm a Republican senator who's going to write to these three countries urging them to cooperate with Barr.
Yeah. Lindsey Graham's getting better. And when he's passionate about something, and he is like spot on this whole thing.
And watching him last night in this interview, it seemed like this isn't coming from a completely like partisan protect the president place. I think he is personally offended because he played the game pretty straight with the Mueller report. He introduced legislation to protect Mueller. And so I think he's upset at how dirty the Democrats are playing this game. And it's lit a fire in his belly.
Which it should be. I mean, he has been a really good point person on this whole thing, and the reason that it's going to work is his motivation is correct. He is motivated in the right way, not for political purposes, but to get to the bottom of this. And this is what is amazing, as he pointed out, the Democrats don't care if Australia or UK or Ukraine or Italy was involved in messing around with our elections. They don't care about that because the intention of that was to hurt Donald Trump. Now, if they find out that the origins of that began with Brennan or Clapper, which I believe it did, and they're the ones who orchestrated it, then you get into all this stuff that, you know, the Constitution is on the, you know, is about to die. It's Reddit. Well, let me tell you something. If government officials in the U.S. were manipulating data and intelligence to try to hurt a candidate, that is really, really wrong. Last segment, Lindsey Graham.
Are we going to finally get the IG report, Senator, on FISA abuse? Because, well, it's funny, but it's not
weeks.
Because we know that it was an unverifiable dossier, and it's a dirty Russian dossier. You know, you think about this, Senator, you think, okay, well, they care about election interference. The Politico, right here, they talk about what Ukraine did to interfere in the 2016 election. They didn't care about Russian interference with Hillary's dirty dossier, the mob, or the Democrats.
Right.
They didn't care that she screwed poor Bernie out of a primary. They didn't care that they rigged an investigation. She clearly obstructed justice. I think if I deleted subpoenaed emails, I'd be in deep, deep, you know what. So what about the double standard in all this? Yeah.
Well, what about whether or not the whistleblower, people around the whistleblower, were tied to the folks that opened up the investigation against Trump to begin with? We'll see.
The show 93.1, sorry for the brute edit there, going to be back with more right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Celebrity we unmasked next.
Oh my God!
Then, yesterday, they were strangers. Today,
the miracle of DNA testing.
We're genetically connected.
Your sisters.
Our worlds have turned upside down.
But I'm going to be here for you.
The premiere of Almost Family after The Masked Singer.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Found guilty of murder, Amber Geiger, a
former Dallas, Texas police officer who shot and killed a man in his own apartment thinking he was an intruder in hers. Fox's Casey Stiegel in Dallas.
The prosecutors drove home. That Dallas police protocol tells an officer to retreat if they are interrupting a burglary in process and to call for help on the radio.
They also say Geiger did not perform first aid on both of them. John, she says she did. Sentencing starts tomorrow. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says the identity of President Trump's Ukraine whistleblower should be protected. The president wants to know who it is.
The president tweeting, "Why aren't we entitled to interview and learn everything about the whistleblower?" The inspector general for the intelligence community said in a statement yesterday that the whistleblower, in addition to secondhand information, had direct firsthand knowledge of alleged wrongdoing on the part of the president.
John Decker at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The drought grows worse and the string of record high temperatures every day continues. This is day 7 today, but we're a week away from a big pattern change. Hang on. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, still dry each day, and we're likely to tie or break record highs every day through Friday. Over the weekend, the record highs are gone. We're back down to about 92 to 94 for highs, with isolated to widely scattered storms. Then early next week, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front moving through, which will lower the temperatures quite a bit by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
You always said that I'd be back again.
Another thing that's happening out there is the media is really running with the story about how America wants impeachment inquiries. And they're showing Morning Joe spent all the time this morning talking about polling. And I'm going to give you an example of why the polling, now remember, an impeachment trial is different than an inquiry. And there's a little catch word that's there. They shouldn't even be doing the word impeachment inquiry.
Right.
It's just an investigation that may lead to impeachment. But it's a little play on words that the Dems are doing here. This is NBC Nightly News last night. I'm going to give you the opener and the first story.
Breaking news tonight, the new subpoena for Rudy Giuliani, what President Trump's personal attorney is being ordered to turn over by a House committee. Giuliani at the center of the impeachment firestorm, plus the new call revealed the president pressing another world leader to work with the attorney general to investigate the Mueller probe. And tonight, the president on the hunt for the identity of the whistleblower who's protected by law.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. There's breaking news tonight that the House impeachment inquiry is now focusing on President Trump's personal point man, Rudy Giuliani, and his possible dubious dealings with Ukraine on behalf of the president. His lawyer and chief defender hit with multiple subpoenas today, demanding records of his contacts with Ukrainian officials, while the president himself today seemed focused on learning the identity of the whistleblower in this exploding controversy. Our Hallie Jackson begins our coverage. Hallie, a flurry of late developments.
And here's another one, Lester. If House Democrats do move to impeach President Trump, the top Senate Republican is now acknowledging he'd have no choice but to take it up in that chamber. It comes after another twist, that new subpoena for one of the president's most loyal defenders.
The president's attorney now facing a legal battle of his own tonight as three House committees subpoena Rudy Giuliani, looking for documents about his interactions with Ukraine, though not his testimony yet.
Will you testify?
I can't answer that question right now.
It's the latest move by Democrats ramping up their impeachment push as President Trump ramps up his own attack on the whistleblower.
Mr. President, do you now know who the whistleblower is, sir?
Well, we're trying to find out about a whistleblower. When you have a whistleblower that
reports things that were incorrect. As you know, and you probably now have figured it out, the statement I made to the president of Ukraine, a good man, a nice man, knew, was perfect. It was perfect. When the whistleblower reported it, he made it sound terrible.
Whistleblowers are protected under the law.
Across the board, people have said whistleblowers need to be able to speak truth to power. My feeling is the president has gone completely against the notion of that statute and that critically important program.
NBC News is also learning more about that controversial call in which the president encouraged the Ukrainian leader to search for damaging information about the Bidens, a call his former national security advisor apparently urged him not to make.
These are questions that need to focus our attention.
John Bolton not addressing that today, but multiple current and former administration officials say Bolton was concerned the president wasn't coordinating with advisors on what to say and might air personal grievances. Now, new information on another phone call with a foreign leader. A Justice Department official confirms to NBC News that President Trump recently asked the Prime Minister of Australia for help in a Justice Department effort to look into the origins of the Mueller investigation. A call requested by Attorney General Bill Barr, a White House spokesperson, saying late tonight the DOJ simply requested that the president provide introductions to facilitate that ongoing inquiry, and he did so. That's all. Hallie Jackson, NBC News, the White House.
Okay, notice how she said to get into the origins of the Mueller report. That's not what it's about. What it's about is getting into the origins of the counterintelligence investigation against Donald Trump that James Comey opened during the campaign. You remember that when they did the briefing with the president, he went back to the SUV, laptop ready, typed up the notes, went to FBI office, did a secured closed conference video. That's big. With the Crossfire Hurricane team.
Right.
It didn't. Mueller then picked that ball up and tried to run with it, and there was nothing there. They are so leaving stuff out of this thing. It's unbelievable. It's
are they just playing dumb, or are they so in their own world they don't know what, say, places like Fox and us are reporting?
Well, they don't. They refuse to look.
Yeah.
And did you hear how the adjectives they're using?
Dubious activity.
Dubious.
What was Rudy Giuliani up to?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, if you actually listen to Rudy's interviews, you know he was up to this long before any election was in the windshield view. Give me a break.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, on this whistleblower, understand he's protected under law, or she. But it's been stated, it may be third-hand knowledge.
Or second hand.
Always have the same protection.
Well, this is going to be a really interesting point. The Washington Post gave Nunes four Pinocchios, saying that this was all secondhand knowledge, and that they had just changed the thing. Now, Nunes said that, you know, and now the Federalist Papers is saying that they did change this at the very end, and it was secondhand knowledge. But he checked both boxes. He checked a box that said first-hand knowledge and second-hand knowledge. I went back and looked at the report, and there's nothing in there that's first-hand knowledge. Nothing. So somebody ain't telling the truth.
But at the last minute, they can change the rule.
Well, the Federalist says they did change it the last minute.
Are they authorized to do that?
The IG in Washington Post is saying they did not.
Okay, this is getting interesting. Why can't the president talk to foreign leaders? Isn't that part of his job?
Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you something, Clint. This is so contrived. All they're doing is they're going back to the hoax. And now it's Ukraine because they know they're about to blow up Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's about to get blown up. I mean, he's got some serious problems here. And I think they're going to get back to the origins of the Clinton campaign and the State Department, Victoria Nuland in particular, dealing with Ukraine to get dirt on Paul Manafort to blow him up in the campaign, which is what happened. They released information, and then Paul Manafort resigned 3 days later.
And Rudy Giuliani, he's got the authorization to talk to people, doesn't he? I mean...
Yeah, he can talk to anybody he wants to. The question is, who's he representing?
Yeah, what?
But see, they want to know. They want to know stuff that a country interfered with an election when it's a Trump. They do not want to know it, and they knew that they're getting close to this. Clinton is about to get blown up because if what they say is true, that nobody's above the law and you cannot interfere, you cannot ask a country to interfere in our elections, that's exactly what the Clinton campaign did. Through the State Department, by the way.
And I hope that comes out. And you've been saying a long time it's coming out soon. Well, soon hasn't gotten here yet.
Soon has not gotten here yet, I know.
But how soon is soon, we do not know.
Well, Lindsey may have thrown us a bone and said within 2 weeks.
Yeah, I heard that. So, all right, sir. Keep up the good work. Thank you for taking my call, and have a good day.
Thank you. I'll keep doing my job, and you keep doing yours, as my father would say. Let's go to J.D. J.D., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I've just got three quick things for you.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I always know something's up is when one politician says a key word, then every media outlet continually pounds that same keyword over and over and over again.
Yeah, notice that the new talking point is that this is to investigate, go into the Mueller investigation, and that is just wrong.
Yep.
And they don't even use similar words. They use the
exact same words. Yep.
But I did see a cartoon the other day, and it's a cartoon I saw as a kid, which made it even better. It was an old cartoon of Bugs Bunny playing a matador. And, you know, he toros the bull, and right when the bull gets there, he lifts up his little red cloth, and there's an anvil. Well, in the cartoon I seen the other day, Bugs Bunny had Donald Trump dead, and the matador had a big old Democrat sticker on the back of it, and it said Donald Trump collusion on his little matador red flag. And as soon as the red bull went to pound the red flag, lifts it up, and the anvil says Joe Biden collusion or whatever it said. But it was representing about how much of a puppet master Donald Trump really is. He's holding something in front of their face. They go to hammer him on it. They expose themselves every time.
Yeah, it's hard for them to say Trump was colluding with Ukraine and asking for political favors. I've read the transcript. I don't see that at all. But if all of a sudden we come out that you've got Joe Biden saying, I'm going to withhold $1 billion worth of goods to you if you don't fire the prosecutor, and then we look at their investigating the son, the prosecutor that's fired has signed a sworn affidavit saying that that's what happened, and the Ukrainian government said that that's what was happening. They said that. And the reason Parliament voted to have this guy taken out is because they were told we're going to lose $1 billion. But Joe Scarborough has no, the Parliament certified it. No, they were going to lose $1 billion.
Well, it's all coming out in the open.
Yeah, I think we're getting close.
I love every minute of it.
I think we're getting close, J.D.
All right, well, y'all have a good afternoon, fellas. Enjoy it, as always.
You too. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. I noticed they made the statement in that news report that the whistleblower is entitled to protection. Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't the whistleblower laws intended to prevent you from retaliating against a whistleblower? Not
correct.
To protect their identity.
No, it's to
You're
retaliate.
Supposed to be able to meet your accuser. But you're not. He can't turn around and fire the whistleblower for blowing whistle.
Right. He can't. You cannot have retribution against the person.
Exactly. So they're not entitled to protect this person's identity.
Yeah, but see, what they're going to do, here's another one. There's a $50,000 bounty to find out the identity of this whistleblower. $50,000. Now, what they said is that came from Trump. I think this is another intelligence community way that they're deceiving folks. I think they came up with that story so then they could say that the intel guy doesn't need to come out because there's a $50,000 bounty on him. Because he's now changed his mind that he didn't want to testify. Or it's not clear. He was going to testify, and now they're saying they're not sure.
So now Trump doesn't even get to meet his accuser.
Well, Exactly. And this is this whole secondhand, firsthand stuff. I'm very suspicious of this IG now. Very suspicious of him.
Yeah, me too. All right, thanks a lot, Dan.
Thanks for the cell phone call, Steve. Let me go to an early break here. Rodney, coming back to you right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, we played the opener for NBC Nightly News, and then we did the Hallie Jackson report. I wouldn't even call it a report, an opinion piece. Now, let's listen to the second part. This is the story that followed right after Hallie Jackson.
I'm Kristen Welker at the White House. Tonight, Rudy Giuliani's push for an investigation in Ukraine is putting him at the center of the impeachment firestorm, with that new demand for documents from Giuliani by House Democrats. Giuliani is mentioned in the whistleblower complaint more than 30 times, alleging the president's personal lawyer was in frequent contact with Ukrainian officials, as Giuliani spearheaded the effort to investigate Hunter Biden's business activities in Ukraine while his father, Joe Biden, was vice president. There is no evidence of wrongdoing.
No evidence.
At one point, Giuliani contradicting himself during a recent interview.
Did you ask the Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden?
No.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
Of course I did.
Giuliani has told NBC News the State Department asked for his help and sent us text messages, including this one that he says was from the State Department's former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker. Volker resigned last week. Giuliani, defiant, slamming House Democrats and Congressman Adam Schiff.
I would really love to challenge the illegitimacy of this committee. I can't see how you can have a committee run by a guy who's judged the case already.
Some of the president's allies have privately expressed concerns Giuliani is hurting the president with his frequent TV appearances and sharing information. Giuliani did not respond to requests for comment. Lester.
Okay. So that was Christian Welker. And that story followed right behind Hallie Jackson. Notice how what they're doing is everything's the focus that Rudy Giuliani was over there for political purposes versus trying to get to the start. How did this all begin? And then did the Clinton campaign interfere? The Democrats are totally ignorant. They're not interested in that. They're not interested in the Paul Manafort report. That was the campaign manager of the Trump campaign, and all of a sudden Ukraine releases a black ledger with falsely, says Paul Manafort, got $1 million payments. And he resigned 3 days later. Now, that's not a problem. That's not coordination. That's not a foreign government interfering in our election.
And it's illegal. It's just illegal to investigate what a vice president did on foreign soil and the actual foreign place the vice president did these things.
Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey. How are y'all today?
I am, like, really good.
Well, that's great. That's great, guys. Dan, I need to ask you a question. I know I call in a lot with a lot of things. Did you remember when I called in about a week or so back, and I said, I don't care what happens in 2020, if the CIA, if aliens come down from space saying Trump's a traitor or whatever, I wasn't listening to none of it. And this is exactly why. Everybody's worried about what Trump has done when Trump has done nothing. What we need to be asking ourselves today is, what is it that the Democrats, and why do they want to destroy our country? Because that's exactly what they want to do. They hate every person in this country that approves of Donald Trump. Don't doubt me on that. But the point that I'm making, Dan, isn't the CIA and our own intelligence ripples into an ongoing election that's coming up? Does the CIA care? Does any of them care?
Well, do the Democrats care?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they don't.
That's where I pivot back to the American people and plead to them. We're in a civil war, a political civil war, fellow Americans, and we need to stand up and act like Americans, and we need to do what we have to do at the election day to show these people that we are on to the gig that they've been pulling, and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that it's perfectly clear the CIA is involved with this, the FBI was involved with this, under the Obama administration we had the IRS with Laura Lerner. You go on down the list, all the way down the list. It's time that we tighten the belt and get ready, guys and girls. We need to do a big pushback to these people. And remember, Dan, and I wish people, because I think it was Judge Tonatano, I think it was, I said it the other day, I wish everybody would stop calling it an impeachment, because it ain't even an impeachment. It's an inquiry that leads up to an impeachment, but an impeachment doesn't start until a hearing is held. It's fascinating, Dan, to me, what's going on here. I wonder how long, the question that I really have at this point is, how long has this been going on?
Yeah.
How many presidents back has this been happening with? And was we being conditioned? These are a lot of questions. But guys and girls, the positive spin to this is, then if the Democrats happen to take a vote, which I don't think they will, and they send it over to the Senate, can investigate all levels of corruptness throughout the impeachment, including other things outside of Trump, correct?
Yeah, Rule 20 gives them a lot of latitude. They can go in and take one section and just take that and bring in witnesses and all sorts of stuff.
Correct. Well, guys, most people that's educated and all this knows what's going on. The Democrats ain't going nowhere. Dan, they blew this because Trump was set up and ready for them. And I believe that Giuliani, President Trump, and his administration has already got a protocol run set up for these guys, and we are on a main stretch to 2020. We need to hold the glue together in the Republican Party and push this over the edge here, and let's go ahead and take our country back, and let's take these people and show them who the real boss is. It's the American people, and we ain't tolerating it, period. I don't pay anybody to sit on their hands. I don't care if you're Republicans or Democrats. And if the Republicans better start stepping up and get rid of them old shaky knees they got, and I want to hear the Rubios and the rest of them out of there. If not, let me see them, any of them, run for president after President Trump runs his two terms. If they don't stand up now, they're making a political disaster, and they will not have a presidential run. Just sitting on the sidelines doing this ain't going to help us. Right. We in a political war, and I mean that. It's a political war, and sideline don't get it. We got to be in the trenches every day, pushing Trump's word, pushing what the Democrats are lying about, and that's what we got to do to save our country.
Rodney, thanks for the cell phone call. I appreciate it. You know, Rodney brought up something that has been kind of a conversation the last couple of days, is what future presidential candidates are being made from this whole thing, Democrat and Republican? And who are becoming big losers here? Adam Schiff has always wanted to run for the U.S. Senate for Dianne Feinstein's seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this may be the thing that's going to knock him out, that's not going to be even anywhere close.
And he doesn't look like a senator, excuse me, pardon me. And
it's that shell-shocked look he's got. But, I mean, for example, Mitt Romney, helped or hurt?
Hurt.
Hurt big time. Big time. Lindsey Graham, helped or hurt?
Helped.
That's the making of a person there.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham, I think, was kind of pigeonholed as like a hawk, and all he cared about was foreign policy. And he still is a hawk and has a lot of knowledge on that issue, but he became a bigger person, showed his expertise in many more ways in the past few months, as well as a very deft-like defender of the president. He's not in the tank fully for Trump, and he's using that goodwill across the other side of the aisle, but he always is defending the president quite effectively.
Well, I think when this thing starts happening, I think all of a sudden we're going to find out where people stand. And he mentioned Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio has been suspiciously quiet with this whole thing and has not been someone that's been supporting the president.
I have to say, of all the senators that ran last time, Cruz, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul's the one who hugs the president the most and has got the president's ear. I don't know how much that actually benefits Rand Paul for a presidential run. Can't hurt him, I suppose.
Well, he and the... Because of the sequence of the off-year stuff, he actually would be in good timing for that in 2024. News Talk 93.1, something to think about. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB. From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.